that we had discussed yesterday, and I focus the Rambam and the right, the Rambam and the Rush, rather, Lagabe, what of the Sukkah is Aser. When Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Maseira say that the Atiyah Sukkah are Aser, that is Chal Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah. So we had discussed what part of the Sukkah are we talking about? And the answer was in Machlokas, the Rush versus the Rambam. According to the Rush, we're referring to the staff alone, and according to the Rambam, we're referring to the Fanos as well. Yeshua was hacking me yesterday during Shir, and I kind of brushed them off and said there may be some Achronim who hold of it. I was aware of the Shita, but I didn't want to discuss it, but I guess intellectual honesty is pushing me to do so. There is a Shita out there that believes the Rambam is really just, really there's no major Machlokas at all. The Rambam himself is only Midrabbanan. The Rambam himself believes that the Sukkah is the part of the Sukkah. Who Shita is that? Which Dechron had said that?
What?
No? The Chaim believes that the Sukkah, the Defunks, are definitely secondary, but not that they are so secondary that no one is Masu Midrabbanan. He believes that the Rambam is not right, so. When that The Chaz argued for the Rambam that really that everyone agrees, and let's just lay out the assumption for the Rush again, that the Sukkah is the bigger and therefore only and therefore, I guess only the Rambam can argue on one of the assumptions. Peter can argue the assumption number one that the Iker Sukkah is the Sukkah and the that's one possibility. We didn't have anyone to get that just yet. Number two is you could say now that the Hashanami is the Iker part of the Sukkah, but what? Funnels in Gan Muslim. But this is what we suggested for Chaim Held in the Rambam. Chaim's crystal clear about that. I guess the path of having them more, arguing the second question in a greater way, not just that the funnels are, mamish zero. The path would be kind of along these lines, but even different because, according to Chaim, the Mux is the Araisa, the Baruch Rosh is the Araisa, the Mux is the Ram, the Araisa, according to Chaim, so the Baruch Rosh is the Rabba. Just to add the path up here, the Yeshua's point is that it's true, the Rambam would argue on the second sentence that the Baruch are really secondary. According to Chaim, they're the Araisa secondary level, according to Chaim, the Rabban secondary level. Beyond that, there was another machlok that I put on the course today, which I thought would be, good. there's another machlok that we discussed by Sukkah Yisham. What is considered a Sukkah Yisham? We discussed it, but we can pass in great length. I put a Spas Hamas in the record. What was the Spas Hamas in the tradition? We had that just to give you. My focus is Spas Hamas in the past about a Sukkah Yashar. What am I referring to? What my focus is in the cross about that? What? What is considered a Sukkah Yashar? What part of the Sukkah is considered a Sukkah Yashar? If you have old walls and you put up a new sky, would that be considered a Sukkah Yashar or not? What do you mean?
Building around on that is both the sky and the wall.
Correct. That, who suggests that?
The
Svastam. If he went into the blood. The Svastam says, if you remember what's considered, it's proof of the Machlok, is the Rambam versus the Rush. Who disagrees with the Svastam? The Taz. What does the Taz say? Lechulei Alma is the Tzchak. In other words, the Rush definitely believes it's the Tzchak. The Rambam would say, oh, Haschak. Oh, ha, did, fun, no. Lechor, there's a Machlokes, the Svasemes, and the Taz, how to learn this Machlokes, or in other words, the Machlokes, the Svasemes, and the Taz, within which Shita? Who are they arguing with it? Maybe. More specifically here? The Rambam. In other words, everyone agrees that the Rush with Mandy, Scha. That's Tosh, because the Rush believes the Scha is the Sukh. And if you have old walls, who cares? It's like having an old floor, there's the wall coming up about these stacks. The Machlok between the Svas MS and the Taz is what? Within the world of the Rambam. According to the Svas MS, what's the Svar for the Rambam? What? The funnels are part of the sukkah. Where did I put the Svastam on this chart? The top. In other words, according to the Svast MS, the Rambam is arguing with the Rush as to what is the definition of the sukkah. It's not a narrow, limited halakha by mukta only, it's a halakha by sukkah in general. And just like there's a machlokas by what is mukta, his stomach is going to be a machlokas by what is sukkah yishana. Or for that matter, all the halakhas of sukkah, or many of the halakhas of sukkah, are really going to, you know, carry out and manifest themselves in this shiloh. What is the definition of a sukkah? Do we look at a sukkah defined as the schach, and the walls are just some technical part of the sukkah? Maybe they hold it up, so you can't have schach on the floor. Or maybe they protect the sukkah from the sun, this way the sail comes from the schach and not from, you know, and this way it's not sunny in the sukkah, this way you could create sail with a rash and a face mush, and that way the person in the wall is actually hold up the schach, but to enable the schach to provide shade, folks allow it to send it from the sides or whatever. But the ikar sukkah is the schach, and the Rambam makes it, no, the ikar sukkah is the funnels as well. That's the case, the schach chemist makes a lot of sense that there's an afternoon by sukkah yishana as well. However, what's nice about the Taz who disagreed, what's nice about it? The Taz goes to the Shitaso. The Taz believes that according to the Rambam, really what the Iker Sukkah is just the Tzchach. There happens to be a Din Derabbanan. So there may be a Din Derabbanan to make the funnel smoke. So in order to stop the seer on it between Beitza and Shabbos versus Sukkah like Hoser. Raises that problem, but at the end of the day, the Taz believes that the Bonos, according to the Rambam, are not part of the Sukkah. Maybe the Rambam on their problem, but there's no way Sukkah would shut up all under that. Presumably, this is not looking at the Svas Emes versus the Taz. It's exactly two ways of learning the Sukkah. How do you think we're trying to learn, by the way? I should really learn like the Taz. Even though the Taz believes that it's actually the Rambam. It be also direct, of course, the thing specifically in books, so you wouldn't extend it all the way through. Presumably, we're trying to say that. I don't know for sure. I do know for sure that this is the correct power of the Taz, which he passed. And therefore, just in terms of our discussion, the Machlokes, the Rambam versus the Rush, as to what is Moksa, again, is it a narrow Machlokes or a broader Machlokes? That itself seems to be a Machlokes, Achronen rather. The Svas Emes versus the Taz. Questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. Right. Good question. Who would one carry this bit over to being Mahadis Oda? In other words,
there is somewhere that one is not
sure. Is it the same or not? I assume it's really the same. I mean, Sophia Shunman has what happened with Dr. That's, I assume it's one of the same. In other words, no way, there was
If all you're doing is stopping, does that not mean they have a wall that might not be 100 hours, or you just
I was going to say Brandon Scott, if this was up, right?
I would be, like, thinking of that. Instead of being like...
What case did it come out
of? Yeah, but there was a difference between putting on the spot, that actually hasn't been found, that it was up in the middle.
Can you do that old wall? And if you just put on stock, would that alone be good enough?
That would be different than trying to wake up and retire for your job. And then you make this go.
So I can't imagine anyone saying if you have old wall and you put stock on top, it wouldn't be a finished foot up. It's minimum, it's out, it's a top top of the top, and cool up. So I can't imagine that's going to work out.
Instead of being able to do it, maybe we want to put it
in the foot. I should go through the thing. I should push foot up somehow. I don't know, I'm gonna leave it like this and
it doesn't cause an understanding of Rama, why would he then do a daily time on the team? And just say that the Rama is the law of possibly the right. There's no question to begin with.
Yeah, you get I think the past was actually triggered by that Kasha, or one of the Kasha was supposed to die.
Tosis didn't learn that way. Tosis either assumed. Tosis did not like the past. Now whether Tosis assumed like the rush we're talking about the staff and the walls are maybe not hooked at all. Or like around I'm not such a more and the whole thing hooked, but it'd be all right. At the end of the day, it's not a terrible flight.
And according to time the rush and well and well questions have no questions to begin with the wall. You wouldn't even have a understanding him.
I wouldn't call it a cash on a path, meaning the path has no answer for the Rambam. It doesn't seem like the answer. The path comes with a good answer. Your point is that Tosafot doesn't accept the path.
Okay. We had discussed the next law within this Machlokas, which was the Machlokas between, let's say, the Rabin Tam versus the Ri. And we pointed out we weren't sure if the Rabin Tam versus the Ri was the Machlokas in the world of the Rush or the world of the Rambam. And the truth is, what's the answer? Of the Carlos hopefully today, you'll notice in Tosis and Beitza, what's the impression you get? Tosis and Beitza and that one of these, what's the Machlokas of Yom Tam versus the Ri? In the world of who? In the world of? What's the Machlokas of Yom Tam versus the Ri? What's the sheet of their Yom Tam? Let's just begin to see. I want him to Gemara indicate that one. There's an Isser Daraisa, that the Ate Sukkah Rasha Daraisa, Imanish Hekvish Daraisa, it's Kaddish Daraisa. On the other hand, it compares to the classic Muktzah that the Torah says, contrast the classic Muktzah the Mitzvah, both in the seventh base and the Sakh has the Shabbos. Question, how do you solve that problem? So, Ben Tam, what's Ben Tam's answer? Yeah, one is, there are two different formulations. It's Tosafot and Beitza formulation. And then there's Tosafot here as well as the Rush and the Tor, etc. According to Tosafot and Beitza, what's the formulation? If you have two Tufanos and the Tefa, that's good enough. While the Ri requires what? Exactly. A Sukkah Ve'amida versus Akar Shev Nachma. And there's a second mahalik, which is Tosis over here, which is what the Rush forms and the Torah forms like for as well, which is what's the square for being Tam? What's the Lashon over here? What? Yeah, today Hefshir sub exactly. Today Hefshir. Okay, which means the bare minimum. What's the bare minimum? Presumably it's not the walls, certainly according to the Rush, according to the Torah, it's not. What is it? I assume it's the bare minimum of Sraq. Seven Tfachim, off seven Tfachim, or maybe Ruba Tzelosim, the Chamasa of seven Tfachim, something like that. Mashiach came to me, who says again, Amida versus Ahashem Nachma. The difference is, over here, we're probably talking about the walls and the Sukkah. Here, we're talking about only the Sraq. Or in other words,
the machlokes posted for the bit with the rush is going to be rush with shitaso. This could be along the lines of the Rambam.
That's point number one. In other words, how much of the sukkah we talk about, come at the wall or not, that could be the machlokes, the rush and the Rambam, is manifests itself posted in base versus the rush. And our Shah is aware of the platform. But there are many, but many I'm going to make this one. We made it this one. Next point is, what's behind this machlokes, the reed versus the Rebbe Tavon? Let's just take a step back and try to understand the Rebbe Tavon in the first place. We're bothered with the question, many of the Achronim have this question as well. Zara Faner leads to Tzarchi, and many of the Achronim have a problem. What is the Pshat in the Rebbe Tavon? What is just the case, the most basic case? How is it possible, certainly according to Rebbe Tavon and Beitza, but even according to Rebbe Tavon and Sukkah, what's the case? How do you have a situation where you have only Kedai Hakshar Sukkah and no more? What's that case? What do you mean the bare
minimum?
Okay, then everything's up to that right. So what would then be up to the Rabbana?
No, that case doesn't go to the Rabbana.
So one way to learn a bit of time is if you would subsequently add more later. Who seems to say that to Farish? Where did you see some of that? It seems to be clearly two different stages. Stage number one is where you build the sukkah, two walls in the tefach. And then, I don't know, sometime later on you add on a whole other wall or two. Or maybe you build 7x7 stack and you add on more later on. Who seems to indicate that the chatter? Where's the first place you saw that? There are really two stages. In other words, there's Shnei Shlavim. The Sfas Kamp is discussed. Where did you get it earlier? Sfas Kamp is definitely discussed. Where did you get it earlier? The first place it comes up?
The Ran
is the first place. If you look at the Ran and Mesa, he seems to say that the Pesach. I'll read you the Ran briefly. This seems to be the Pshat in the Ran. The Ran says as follows. It's found on the dates over here. Ate asuka de mitzarei behekesha dechag after funos. V'chlola chigam hitzvichim lehechsher sukkah mihu leacher she'asa hashir hatzarch le'defanos v'nishlam hechsher sukkah kigon shtei defanos v'gimel tefa im achar kach hosted dofen, if afterwards you add on a dofen mashma delo mitzera aval asa arvas and stam kulam asuras in miktasan in the Ran, and this is the way the Bir Halacha learns both Quran and Rabbi Tam. You know, if you hold, you have to learn the Quran and Rabbi Tam, is that if you make it in one fell swoop, you build it all together, so what's the halacha? It's all positive because you built in one fell swoop. However, if you build a little bit, you add on more later on, then what? Then the second part becomes going to Rabban. If you look at the Chidush and Sheshen, and the simple reading of Rabban's simple reading, the way the Chidush and Sheshen learns both the Rabban and the Ran, he thinks it's all in one fell swoop. He thinks it's all in one shot. Still, even if you build it in one shot, still the first 2.5 tefachim are daraisa, and the rest is derabbanan. In other words, if you would have asked me, I would have said to my host, the very time verse the Ran, I would have said, this is the shot of the Ran, and this is the shot of the baby time. The Bir Halacha pulls everyone over here, and the Chidush and Sheshen pulls everyone over here. In other words, they're convinced by their arguments what's going on over here. In any event, the simplest reading of their Rebbe Tam, I think, would make a lot more sense like this Mahalik, although conceptually this would make a lot more sense. Let's try our best to analyze both of these. New, you with them here so far? Sam, you with me? Yeah? Totally good? Yeah. In other words, the question, according to the time, how do you have a situation where two bundles and one tapak is asur daraisa and the rest is only asur darabanan? How do you ever have such a case like that? I mean, just how did you get there? So it could be you built the smallest, the bare minimum amount. You put on a sack, the sukkah is done, and then a day later, or 2 hours later, or some other time later on, you added on more to the sukkah. That would be a great case. The problem is it doesn't read well in the words of Hidden Time at all. Nowhere in the Lashon of Reb Chaim do you get the impression that's the case. And that's the Chiddushei Ashashim point. Like, must be that Reb Chaim Time, and he thinks the Ran also, believe that you built it all in one fell swoop, and still two tefachim and one, two walls and a tefach are still up. Which pshat makes more sense at first glance? Ignoring the lashon of Reb Chaim, is that more glance? The bir halach or the chiddushei Ashashim? The bir halach makes a lot more sense. Why? Because according to the Chiddush and Hashem, you have a major problem, which is still, how do you know which two walls in the tefach became possible? One second. Good. Good. I get the requirements. It's on Monday. Monday is the third week of late. Hang on. So the Chora, now the question is, according to the Bir Hamas of the Chora, when you build the Sukkah, it becomes Asr Yehra Mor, it becomes only Asr Yehra Mor. According to the Chiddush HaShem, what's this far? How do you know, how do you choose which two funnels and Epa work out? Where does that come from? What far can you suggest? In other words, what would be the far for the Chiddush HaShem? How would he learn the Sukkah? How would you understand which two walls and Epa become Mukto Hekdesh or Usr or whatever the Lashon is. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You could say the first of what exactly. As soon as you could have not, that's what the Lashon
is. I mean, once you
got 3.5 walls, 3.5 walls.
No, it could be the first ones you build as well. No, even though it's not in two different stages, it's essentially the same thing. It's whatever you build first. And if let's say you built up one wall like this, you put a second wall down right next to it, and you put a third wall down right next to it, which wall becomes, you know, which part becomes mukta? Somehow, whichever wall was connected first, or if you have love with it. So it may come, you know, if you put the wall right up next to it, you know, it may kick in right away. In other words, whichever part of the wall, whichever tefach got put there first, at some point in time, even if you crept the whole wall together, at some point in time, the first part of the wall became kosher. That's presumably the pshat over there. I would assume that the Chiddush HaShem has in mind, he doesn't spell it out. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. The Chiddush HaShem doesn't spell it out for sure, but presumably that's the case. If that's the case, and here's where I'm not too stick with me over here, what's the svar for each of these three sheets? What's the svar for the Bir Halacha's version of a Chiddush HaShem? What's the svar for the Chiddush HaShem's version of a Chiddush HaShem? And what's the svar for the ring? What, Rabosha, what's behind this machlokes? What's the svar? Give me a good, clear definition. What's the re svar? What's the minatam svar? What's the according to the Chiddush HaShem and according to the Bir Halach? You with me over here? See, you with me here asking? Yeah, bless me. You with me? You got the Bishitas or no? Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice way of saying no. The re. When the sukkah is standing, the whole sukkah is asher. Once it falls, it's mukta. According to the Beinu Tam, presumably when it falls, it's mukta as well. What is mukta drabana? What is asher minat Torah? The answer is the bare minimum. How do I measure the bare minimum? So there's two different approaches. Number one is I measure the bare minimum by the first element that was built. In other words, it's the first two walls and one tefach for the first seven tefachim. Whatever goes up first, that halachically is asur daraisa, the rest is all asur darabanan. However, if I build everything in one fell swoop, then the whole thing's asur minat Torah. Alternatively, one can argue, like the bir halach, I'm sorry, it's the bir halach, that's the bir halach. That if you build it in one fell swoop, it's all asur. If you build it in two different stages, only the bare minimum is asur the first time. According to the Chiddush HaShem, whether you built it in one fell swoop or whether you built it in two different stages, two independent parts, doesn't make a difference for the Chiddush HaShem. The first thing you built becomes usher and everything else not. That's those are the three sheets. I'm just trying to remember. what's the Svara? Well, whose Shita do you understand the best? The Ri, Rebbe Tam, according to this Shita, according to that Shita? Can anyone give me a clear, crisp definition, understanding of each of these Shitas? Yeah, what do you want to say, Ari? Yeah, sure. No, I assume it's the entire part. I assume that the reason why he didn't want to have it in one fell swoop is because... Exactly. If you build three full walls, and then you add on the schach, and then you put on a fourth wall, only the fourth wall can be mukta. Correct. No? Who has a good svara for any of the shita? What do you guys have to say?
According to the reading, when they come to your level, he said once on the fall, it's no longer part of the sibra, and according to your level, it always takes a minor kill.
Okay, so who are you explaining? Give me both, what do you give me? I'm not following. What do you give me over here? Take your time. What do you guys feel? Okay, and the main town?
I'm not sure, but okay, so you'll get that.
All right, let's see what you got. According to the read, the fact that it's standing for 7 days. That, okay. That is a bit of time. All right, yeah, what do you got?
According to the read, when it's not standing, it doesn't have the same sukkah. And the real one believes that that was kind
of... Good, and a question.
And according to Rabbi Yochanan, all approaches, it does not look over. But the shame of that Rabbi Yochanan also may believe that the ikkar of sukkah, but has the same sukkah and everything on the extra. And then there's just a debate over when something can be the shame sukkah, whether it can be done.
That's one way to go. One way to go is, everyone agrees that the Kiddusha, what's usher, is the Shem Sukkah. And the question is, what is defined as the Shem Sukkah? How much is considered a Shem Sukkah? Is the Shem Sukkah what? Is the Shem Sukkah, this is Shaliyah, but is the Shem Sukkah, the whole thing? Or is it the minimum? What's the Lashon over here? What's the Lashon over here? Right? Today, Hapsher. Sokin, that's the definition of Sokin. Anything else is what? A bonus. The Rabbana, in other words, the Shir is the Sokin defined by the bare minimum, and everything else is just a bonus. There is the Sokin defined by the aggregate, by the entity, by the Sokin, the Sokin that Hapsher calls the, and the minimum of the. The whole sukkah, the sukkah shleimah, that's one way to go. In other words, and the sukkah gets its kedusha. The question is, what's halacha to the sukkah? It's along the lines of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, maybe. In other words, we have a question: how much of the sukkah is nichshav the sukkah? This is certainly where the Sfat Sanhedrin has learned it. Is the whole sukkah the sukkah? Is part of the sukkah the sukkah? Is the schach the sukkah? Is the schach not the sukkah? How much the schach is the sukkah? Is it the bare minimum? Is it more? Then we end up with, I guess, four sheep. Is that how much is the sukkah? Is the sukkah the bare minimum of the schach, i.e. the way the Rush learned Rabbeinu Tam? Is it the entire schach, the way the Rush learned the Ri and Tosfos? Is it the entire sukkah, but the bare minimum, which is the way the Torah, the Tosha, which is the way the Tosfos and Beta learned the Rabbeinu Tam, or is it the entire aggregate of everything, schach and walls, which is Tosfos and Beta quoted the way. There'd be four different possibilities how to define what is the definition of sukkah. That's one way to go, the Shalyam is the general. Correct?
Hold on.
It's going to be tough to say something like that. At the end of the day, what's the definition of sukkah? Is that right? In other words, I mean, let me ask a question. According to what you're saying, according to their being time,
everything
else in the bone, everything else is not a sukkah?
I mean, if I say
I build first seven tefachim, I'll seven tefachim.
Right.
And then I sit next to those seven tefachim in a different part of a kosher sukkah.
I mean, part of the sukkah, it's kosher because it's only by virtue of that
it does have the same kedusha, but it's not the real sukkah.
It is the real kedusha.
Is it less of a good mix? If I sit under the part of the sukkah that is usher d'araisa. Are you telling me I didn't get the mitzvah of sukkah?
No.
Why not? In other words, if you tell me if you're defining the sukkah by where we are, then what? Why should I be yotzei under the extension, but it should be part of the shein sukkah?
The wrapping of the state, like every single part, every element needed for the kind of the add more.
If I add more later on, is that only sukkah the rabbanon? It's usher mit the rabbanon, but the mitzvah is only the rabbanon also. I mean, I'm a little chesh. It's crazy to think that. That'd be very difficult to say. What? I mean, again, if I believe that the shem sukkah is the bare minimum, then anything else I sit in besides that, if I sit under the skaf besides that, I'm going to mitzvah the rice of the rabbanon. Well, in other words, I can imagine that, but you wouldn't want to call that the shame sukkah because my not sitting, I am sitting on. I'm assuming you have to study the shame sukkah to get a mitzvah.
The first level of thought, actually, you're sitting on the
I don't want to link it to shame sukkah. I mean, you get that point, but if you link it to shame sukkah, lechora, you can't get a mitzvah unless you're sitting under the shame sukkah. I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to want to say like this. What creates the issue? What creates the kedusha? How do you know something is kadosh? I never said this kadosh. How do I know what makes the kedusha so? Where does the kedusha come from? What point in time? What triggers the kedusha? According to the Rig, L'chora is the chag that triggers the kedusha. When the chag starts, the sukkah becomes kadosh, the entire sukkah becomes kadosh. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, they're suggesting that what triggers the kedusha? What? The atzmiut hatoda. In other words, it's not the chag that makes the sukkah kadosh, rather what is it? According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's me making the sukkah. It's my atzmiut hatoda. And if my atzmiut hatoda is what? Hang on, this is a lot to break down. I think this is going to explain why you need 2.5 tefachim from a drying stock. You only need the bare minimum of sukkah because once I made that bare minimum, I officially did not see that sukkah. It could be I'll make more sukkah, but the creation of the sukkah is what creates the kedusha. It's the atziyat sukkah which makes the kedusha. One second. Sukkah, which creates the kedusha. That's what I want to say in the Ran. That's what I want to say in the Ran and Rebbeinu Tam. One second. According to the Ri, something else creates the kedusha. Maybe it's the chag. Maybe it's the yeshiva. But who seems to say that the yeshiva creates the mitzvah of sukkah? Maybe, I was going to go a little different. I was going to go to the Ramah. The Ramah, the Magen Avraham, the quote of Rebbe Yeruch, that says the exact same thing. The Ramah believes that this whole thing is true. It's called the Lomari El of the Sukkah Sheyashav Bapam Achad. In other words, about him, his mina was sukkah, below yashabah. You call it a sukkah, you say it's a sukkah, you want it to be a sukkah. At the end of the day, there's no kedusha there until you sit there once. In other words, if you don't sit in the sukkah, lechor, you can take pieces off the sukkah according to the Rambam. It's the yeshiva shabbat that creates the kedusha. I'm not sure if the Rambam agrees that it's the yeshiva. Either it's the yeshiva or it's the haskalah of the chag. I'm not sure. I can imagine three possibilities as to what creates the kedusha. Is it the asiya? Is it the yeshiva? Or is it the haskalah of the chag? But I'd like to suggest that the Ran and Rabbi Yitzchak are both under the category of asiya. Once the sukkah is halachically made, then what? Then it becomes usher the kedusha. Mashiach came to the Ramah, who believes this shot, and the three you can hold either one of them to a match for
the Gemara,
yeah. How much of the Shafi'an correlates to Kedusha? But I'd like to suggest that according to the Ri, the mitzvah is not the essence, the kedusha is not emanating from the asiyah, that's the question around the mitzvah. If that's the case, what's the difference between the bir halacha versus the kedusha and the shem? If it's all the asiyah, so what's fine is not focused over here. Okay, go ahead.
Or maybe it's the fact that the sukkah is the first time you sit down and create a sukkah, that's a sukkah. What you need is not necessarily what the fine for the sukkah is. The fact that you sat down and create. Once you're already adding on to it, it's not so the sukkah, it's part of the adding on to it.
What are the two definitions of asiyah? So, how do you want to be halacha? That if you make it all in one shot, the whole thing's up. Make it in two shots, then one.
If you make it in two shots, then the second part is not creating the sukkah, it's just adding on.
Okay, and how does the definition have to change?
It's the same, it says that this sukkah is based on the right requirement of the sukkah. Once you fulfill the right requirement of the sukkah, you have created your sukkah, everything else is an add on.
And why does he disagree with that?
I guess if he says asiyah sukkah is, he says asiyah sukkah is not defined necessarily by the right requirement, but rather what?
Rather what? Exactly.
The right requirement is defined whether or not you create the sukkah.
Exactly. What do you want to say? Why do you say
that according to the right side?
The bir halacha?
Yeah. You say that once you make the sukkah adding on, it is considered part of the sukkah. According to the other side,
then
now adding on
to
it does become part of the sukkah.
I don't want to say that. I think the question both says, whatever you add on to
it
become part of the sukkah.
Yeah, but according to the Biralacha, once it's part of the sukkah, anything you add on to it becomes part of the sukkah. According to the left side, when you add on to the shin, once you add on, it doesn't become part of the sukkah.
Again, according to the Bir Halacha, if you take, everyone agrees, if you make 2.5 walls, and then you add on more with the Halacha, only 2.5 walls are covered. Is that right? Is that right? Good. If, however, you make it in one fell swoop, according to the Kedusha, Hashem, how much is Kadosh?
Everything.
According to the Kedusha, I'm sorry, according to the Bir Halacha, rather, how much is Kadosh? Everything. According to the Kedusha, Hashem, how much is Kadosh? Only the first 2.5 walls. So what's the difference?
So the difference might be that the Biralah focuses on the act of making on the sukkah, whereas the other one is actually sheer. Once you have
to double test. Yeah, you're right, but I'm going to try to shorten it a little bit. What do you want to say?
Biralah seems to be concerned with the amount of how much, if you have more cards, it seems to be concerned with just making the whole thing.
Correct. So, and the condition Hashem is concerned with?
Yeah,
correct. And in
Mexico something. I agree with you.
According to the Bir Halacha, the Maisa Asiyah creates the Kedusha. If you build all four walls in one fell swoop, that's all considered one Maisa. However, if you build 2.5 walls, then you stop, your Maisa has finished. You want to add on later on, it's an independent Maisa. And by the way, what's the Raya? So that's the Shita of the Bir Halacha. In other words, the Bir Halacha believes that the Maisa, it continues until you stop that Maisa. In other words, that might be built the first wall, you build the second wall, the third wall, you build the fourth wall, but it's not, that's all considered one Maisa until you have a bona fide Hefsek. As long as you're Osek in the Maisa, it's the Maisa I feel which creates the Kedusha. Mashen came the Kedusha and Cheshem, who believes, so once you have created the end result of 2.5 fire, whether you're in the middle of a pu'ula or not, we stop right there and we call it, it's the totsa of the asiyah that makes it go on. And by the way, what works out very nicely is, of course, the Bir Halacha, he has a great mashal. What's the mashal he uses? What does he compare it to? What's the raya? What does he compare it to? Tiktin am'aptin. There's halacha by Bris Mila that if, let's say, you cut off all the foreskin and you leave a little bit behind, those are called tiktin. If you leave behind enough, that's 50%, those are called tits and have options. If you remove, people know this because the famous Beis HaLevi by
Hitler Mitzvah, because you know that Beis HaLevi has now.
What? Yeah. So the tits she'ain't a ma'akim means left behind under 50% of the tits and the tits and ma'akim left behind more than 50%. So the halacha is, once you finish doing the bris, you can't go back and add on more. However, if this is an option, certainly you can go back and do more. But if this is an option, can you go back and do more? Doesn't mean that my folks, the Rambam, the Gemara, if it's Rosh Hashanah, if it's about Shabbos or not. But the standard, the point that the Bir Halacha will be pulling out is, once you stop cutting, once you finish the process, you can no longer add on more unless it's this is an option. Or maybe in Shabbos, whatever it may be. But the point is, the comparison shows that it's a Maisa, and you can continue a Maisa. Halachically, a Maisa can be elongated, can be extended to as long as you're still being Osek in the same type of halachic building, mitzvah building process. And that's exactly what Halacha has in mind. It's using the Tiff and the Akhmet example, the Jinnah Akhmet example rather, to prove that you can extend a Maisa beyond what the bare minimum Halacha is. In other words, once you cut 50%, you're Yotze Bris Mila, but you can still continue cutting the Tiff and the Akhmet as long as you don't take a break. The point is that it's all one long mice. As long as it's one long mice, Makora, you can carry on. If not, you have to stop right there. Okay. There are a couple other nuances between, differences between Tosfos here versus Tosfos and Beis. I was really trying to put something good together. I don't have anything great. I'll point out two nuances, two textual nuances. If anyone has something to say about based upon them, I'd love to hear it. If not, not. I'm not sure. I really have to sit and think a little bit. I'm going to think a little more. If not, we're going to pick up the next Gemara for tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm going to say something or this Gemara or not. I'll just point out two of the things that were bothering me. It's a good chance to try to make a Kiddush. Just two or three textual observations, and it could be they lead to great svaras. I'm not sure if they do or not. If I come up with something or someone wants to work on it with me later on, I'd love to. If not, so we'll see where it takes us. Quickly, questions, I'll make my two nuances. Yeah. I'll give you the proper time. It's not to do right now. I hear. I had a general approach. I think I do, and I don't love it. But if you convince me after the show, I'll listen to more, and I'll announce the next one as well. Okay, two or three quick textual nuances. Maybe you could say lav dafka, or you could say dafka. If you could say dafka, I'm not sure why. If you notice, when the re-quoted Hishita, take a look at Yesh Lomar and Tosfos. V'yesh Lomar, dehai de'asr medarais, dehainu ba'oda kayemes, utterly told me men waitsim, aval mishenavla de'batla mitzvah, salo yisur el medrabah. According to the re, what are we talking about? What is the yisr? What's usher? Lito mimenu eitzim. What's the avera? To take eitzim from the sukkah. You can't take off maybe the wall, maybe the tzrach, maybe machlokas the Rosh and Rambam, how I understand the reef, is he there? But it's li tomi menu etzim. When Rabbeinu Tam presents his shita, what's the lashon? Chayla kedusha alayhu. Is there a difference between an iser li tol etzim versus chayla kedusha, or are they just really the same thing? At first glance, they sound pretty similar. The question is, textually, in other words, can you deem a diet between, in other words, really two different ideas going on here? I'm not sure. I have to think about it more. I have nothing offhand. Offhand. What?
The words are in the Gemara.
The words are in the Gemara? Where?
It's in there.
Yeah. Aval ate sukkah, chola kedusha alai, iskak tai l'shiva. Yeah. Okay. Is there a difference in what the Re saying versus Rebbeinu Tam, or is it just Lav Dafka? I'm not sure. There's a good chance it's Lav Dafka, and therefore I'm not having a shaman to make a big deal of it. If I go up to the good, I'll tell you. I was also wondering, whether or not you can develop the following svara. I'm not sure if you can or not. I have to sit and think about it more as well. What is the nature of this Isser that we're talking about? What's wrong with it? I mean, what's the Isser? What is Usr? The Atzei Sukkah Usr, what does that mean? What are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to take the pieces of, you know, wood off. What else are you not allowed to do? What else is Usr? Is that the only Isser? That you can't reuse them for something else? What is this Isser all about? What? Yeah, what's that usually called? What? Me'ilah? No, Me'ilah is dafka from Hekdesh. I would have said something along, I mean, I wonder how similar this is to Muktzah. Is this like a halacha of Muktzah? Somehow that's usher to move it? Is that what's going on here? Or maybe it's like an Isser Hanah. The truth is, most Rishonim seem to indicate it's like a Kedusha Isser Hanah type of thing. I'm not sure if that's the only way to learn. I have to sit and think about it more. I'm wondering if you could say that there's no Isser Hanah over here. The Akronim asked, the Kasha, they all ask, if a person is utter from Sukkah, but let's say it's raining on Sukkah. If it's raining on Sukkah, are you allowed to sit in your Sukkah? Because maybe you're getting Hanah from a, like something like that's compared to a carbon chagiga. You're getting Hanah from something that is Mamish Usher. The only Yantan asks, how is it possible a woman's allowed to sit in the Sukkah? She's part of the mitzvah, she's getting Hanah from a mitzvah. How much do we view this halach as mamsh literally like a carbon? Is it literally like a chagiga? Is it literally ma chag l'ashem, ma chag l'ashem, ma chagiga l'ashem, ma chag l'ashem? Are there halach, how similar is it to a carbon? You with me? So it's how many, are there not, is it mamsh like a carbon? Is it just, you know, it's compared to a carbon, but just based on the drasha, it's not, the etzem, it's not really a carbon. So I'm not sure if I can figure that out. If there is such chakira, I think, I'm not sure really, the Hakira or the Machlokas exists. I'm going to do a little bit more research. I didn't get a chance to properly do it. Hopefully, I'll deal with that tomorrow. This, I think it's a fair question to ask. How much does this din of Machag, of Sukkah Lashem, does it really reflect Chag Lashem? Are they parallel din or just kind of similar? If there is such a Machlokas or Hakira or different story to look at, if it does, if the Sukkah does exist, textually, where does it jump off of the Gemara? What? In other words, we had, yeah. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, you'd be much, and the way you learn his rush, you'd be much more too inclined to learn what? It's mamish iser hanah, it's mamish like a chag, it's mamish like a chagiga. If you read Rabbi Akiva's din, you may be more inclined to say, yeah, it's lav dafka exactly like a chag, it's just similar to one in some sense. And therefore, being that there's textual already tension a little bit, and I'm going to try my best to see if there's nafkaminas to this shaila. I'm going to try my best to work on these two issues. If I come up with something, I will. If not, so then we'll just pick up with the next Gemara, the Sugya of Beis Hillel, less of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, which is about Sittus, etc., etc. Prince Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow. Yeah?
If you say it's in the Shanah, is there anything that if we say that it's a Muktzah, then it's not going to definitely include more than just the Muktzah. stuff. And if you say it's our now, is there anything that folks are really also add to that or not? It's
on
a bigger category in general.
I would assume, good question. I'm not sure it requires more thought, but I would assume, I know it's just more math in general, but I'm not sure. Maybe it goes more creative, I'm not sure. Yeah. If the Usher behind, no, you can't even, like, you know, I don't lean against the sukkah. You can't, who knows what? What? I mean, if you take off stock and just throw it, I'm getting no enough from that. What? No, he's making a joke. He's saying he likes throwing trays. You know, he's like, How could you figure out some Hechi Timsa where it'd be usher Bahano and not a Nisr of Muk? That's exactly our question. It'd just be not coming the other way around. I think it's really just. It's a great question. Let me try to think about it and try to work it a little bit. Well, maybe. I'm not sure. Again, I haven't done enough research. I have to listen to think about it. Maybe Hashem will do that. If I come up with something good, we'll do it tomorrow. Now we'll pick up the next one.